in London had to be called off because the actor playing MJ was Miles Frost. The alternative MJ, played by Kieran Allen, and their understudy Kwame Kandakori all fell ill at the same time. What a nightmare. What a producer's nightmare that was. Ooh.
But you said the name well.
What?
Quadamadi, was it?
No, Kandakori.
Kandakori, yeah.
Yeah, Kandakori.
You know, that X Factor thing, isn't it? Kandakori!
Kandakori. Kwame Kandakori. Kwari Kandakori. Making me...
It's a tongue twister.
But it was every producer's nightmare, and their solution was to fly in Jamal Fields Green from the American touring production of the show, who made his West End debut while saving the day. But Miles recovered later in the week. Thank goodness. Those producers must have been pulling their hair out. You know, because that would be rammed. Sold out.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people know this time. But Michael was a very good friend of actor. Do you know who I'm going to say? Marlon Brando.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because his son, Miko, was one of Michael's bodyguards. Oh. And Michael's first wife was Lisa Marie Presley. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And she claimed they parted because she wanted a more quiet life than Michael.
Yeah, a bit late for that, wasn't it?
Yeah. And actress Elizabeth Taylor was godmother to Michael's oldest son, Prince, and Macaulay Culkin, his godfather.
That's right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was brilliant, Michael Jackson. Absolutely brilliant. Okay, let's play a Brian McFadden number. This is Real to Me. Was Real to Me, Brian McFadden, 2004, was UK number one, written by Brian McFadden and Guy Chambers. He's got a lovely voice, hasn't he? Brian.
Yes, great voice.
And I'm playing it for Brian McFadden's birthday, the 12th of April, and Brian's debut single after leaving Westlife and his first number one. He's currently part of the duo Boys Life with Keith Duffy. And they'll be touring the UK from May 24, arriving at Cliffs Pavilion Southend, January 25, and Ipswich Regent Theatre later the same month before playing the Indigo O2 in London in February. And he's also, Brian is also an accomplished TV presenter, and he came to my house and when I was doing Who's Doing the Dishes, when he was hosting that, and it was really good. It was really good fun. The meal had a French theme, obviously, with snails or escargot in the menu, and Brian dressed as Yvette. That was a sight for sore eyes. So the guests cottoned onto the French allo allo link, and insisted I started speaking in allo allo French. And speaking of allo allo, guess what's on tonight?
Could it be?
Yes, it could. Three episodes of Yesterday Channel Sunday from 8 o'clock, Firing Squashed, A Fish Full of Franks, and A Swan Song. And you can also get Allo Allo on BritBox, Amazon Prime Video, Apple TV, UK TV Play, and Google Play Movies. Oh,
yeah.
Unbelievable.
You can't miss it.
We're so popular.
Yeah, indeed.
Have you been watching it?
Yeah, I try to catch up with them as I can, yeah.
They do make you laugh. I mean, they're funny.
They are funny.
Schoolboy humour. Oh, I love it. If you've just tuned in, this is Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. So have we got some shout-outs this week, Tony?
Yeah, we have. We have got, let's start off with Lawrence DeLacy. We got Handsome Young Man, Paul H16, hello to you, Robbie McDonald, Sandra Steiner, Colin Hawes, David Souter, Kevin Morris, Abba Steve, Marcus by the Sea, Craig Dictionary, Smiley Day 100, Arnold 1053, Perry Neal, Becky 3456, Mr. Blue Cullen, Real Nigel Clare, Mark Winston 15, Lady Sylvia 1, Tim Turner, George Frack 13, Mr. Cheese speaking, I like that one, D Griff 59, Ed Davis, Wayne Bishop, Dodd 2122, Baggies Mike, and Little Onion Picks.
Fabulous. And I've got Man in His Potting Shed, John George, Ken Wiseman, lovely Lexi Allen, Chris Dussettler, DJ Gary Baldy, Dave Earl, Peter Dawson, Rich Nightingale, Danny Finucane, Gavin Daunton, Charlie Osbaldiston, and also Castle Ministry, Glenn Lynch, Peter Dawson, Vernon Watts, Sydney Richardson, Desi McCourt, and Trevor Wallett, Mike Child, Lockie BCFC, CJ Dartnell, P.E. Dartnell, Glyn Marston, Peter Oxley, Mike Chapman, Chris Jarvis, Brian Weaver and Bobby Rosa. Thank you all for listening. You are all fabulous. Okay, shall I play a Steppenwolf number? This is Born to be Wild.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, darling, go make it happen.
was Born to be Wild, Steppenwolf, 1968. And it was written by Mars Bonfire. That's a good name. Yeah. Mars Bonfire. And I'm playing it for singer and guitarist John Kay's birthday, which was on the 12th of April. And it was used in the film Easy Rider, starring Dennis Hopper and Peter Fonda. And not only that.
Great film.
It was a brilliant film. I love that film. Not only that, this is the big one. Ozzy Osbourne did a duet of this with who?
It's not my forte, really. I don't know.
Miss Piggy.
Oh, what, on the Muppets?
Yeah, on the album called Kermit Unplugged. That's brilliant.
Yeah, I don't have that one in my collection.
Suitable, though, Ozzy and Miss Piggy, Born to be Wild. I think that works. Okay, let's play a Peebo Bryson number. This is Reaching for the Sky. Reaching for the Sky, Peebo Bryson, 1977. And I'm playing it for Peebo's birthday, 13th of April. And he's highly acclaimed for singing soul ballads, particularly with duets with female singers. I mean, what a voice that man has.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And it's like crystal clear. But it's not. He's not a name that you think, oh, I know who that is straight away, Peebo Bryson. But he has won Oscars with Celine Dion singing Tale as Old as Time from Beauty and the Beast and A Whole New World with Regina Bell. In fact, he did lots of the Disney records and just a beautiful, beautiful voice. And Tonight I Celebrate My Love for You took him to number two in the charts with Roberta Flack, and he is currently touring America. I'd go and see him if he came here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, whatever. But when you watch him sing, you know, you're watching it, it's just pure.
Effortless as well, his vocals.
That was the word I was searching for. Well, I think I'm going to play the next one for you and for Paul Golder, because I know you both like this artist. This is Blondie, Hanging on the Telephone.
If you want to cross the war, if you don't answer, I'll just bring it off the war.
That was Hanging on the Telephone, Blondie, written by Jack Klee. It was a UK number five. And I'm playing it for keyboard player Jimmy Destri's birthday, which was on the 13th of April. Jimmy retired from touring with Blondie in 2004 with the full intention of working with the band on future recordings. However, this didn't happen, and he followed a major career path change by becoming an alcohol and addictions counsellor in New York. Wow. Yeah. And Debbie Harry has often adapted songs which were intended for male vocal leads to female, as this proved a lifeline for writer Jack Lee. She rang him one Friday morning to ask if she could record this record. At the time, he was seriously strapped for cash, with the electricity and phone due to be cut off that afternoon. It's a good job she rang him in the morning, Tony.
Yeah.
And she's still working. She still looks absolutely amazing, doesn't she?
Yeah, her album still knocks around on the charts every now and again. Parallel Lines with the black and white stripes on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
the Atomic was in there. It was great tracks.
Great songs. And she's beautiful and can sing.
Yeah.
I mean, every bloke's dream, really.
Yeah, that was kind of like punk pop back in his day. Yeah. That was
just gorgeous. And she's currently touring Australia.
Yeah, wow.
And a beautiful blonde. So, shall we play another beautiful blonde's record?
Indeed.
This is Doris Day, Move Over, Darling.
Our lips shouldn't touch.
Move over, darling.
I like it too much.
Move over, darling.
That gleam in your eyes. No big surprise anymore, 'cause you fooled me before. I'm all in a spin.
Move over, darling.
About to give in.
Move over, darling.
And though it's not right, I'm too weak to fight it somehow, 'cause I want you right now. Me waving my conscience bye-bye. You can call me a fickle thing, but I'm practically yours forever, because
you're to be kissed.
Move over, darling.
How can I resist?
Move over, darling. You've captured my heart.
Was Move Over, Darling, Doris Day, 1963. It was UK number 8 from the film of the same name, and playing it for what would have been Doris Day's birthday, which would have been on the 3rd of April. And it was requested by Colin 2401. Hope you enjoyed that, Colin. I love Doris Day. I loved her films, did you?
Oh, yeah, films are great.
And she was famed for her wholesome girl next door image, but she wasn't a goody two-shoes, and she once shocked fans by telling them she firmly believed you shouldn't marry a man before you've lived with him first. Oh, that was quite risque back in the day.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And also, she briefly dated Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, I know. When you told me that earlier, I thought...
While they were filming The Winning Team together in 1952.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And she also founded the Doris Day Animal Foundation, and for 20 years owned a pet-friendly hotel in Carmel, California. And guess what? It was on the 11th of April. National Pet Day.
Pet Day, yeah. Oh, I can't keep up with them now.
I know. That's another day.
Yeah.
I think we should have a dance, Tony. What do you reckon? Let's play Mambo Number 5, Lou Bega.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo Number 5. Liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really value my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo Number 5. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo Number 5. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. Fall in love with a girl like you. You can't run, you can't hide. You and me gonna touch the sky. Mambo Number 5.
That was Mambo Number 5, Lou Bega, 1950. It was UK number one from the album A Little Bit of Mambo, which was on the 13th of April. There was a rumour that all the girls named in this song were Lou Bega's past girlfriends. And Perez Prado, who's the co-writer, he wrote several Mambos. And when he ran out of inspiration for titles, he simply numbered them. This was number 5 in a series of 8. But it did make number 1 in the UK charts. It's a great dance record, isn't it?
That's the way to do it.
Do you play it?
Yeah, you can play that any place, any time, really.
You have to get up and dance.
Yeah, it's a brilliant track. Absolutely.
Shall we play a Ricky Valance number?
Yes.
This is Sealed With a Kiss.
Gotta say goodbye for the summer. Darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. Yes, it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer, but I'll fill the emptiness. I'll send you all my dreams every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. I'll see you in the sunlight. I'll hear your voice everywhere. I'll run to tenderly hold you, but darling, you won't be there. I don't wanna say goodbye for the summer.
That was Sealed With A Kiss, Ricky Valance, playing it for what would have been Ricky Valance's birthday, which would have been the 10th of April. Ricky began singing in his church choir and by the age of 17 had worked down a mine in a factory and joined the RAF before going on to start a career in music. Although not a huge hit for Ricky, Brian Hyland and Jason Donovan both took it to the top 10. So they both had hits with this.
Yeah, it's not uncommon, but
I met Jason on Pointless. In fact, he was on the Pointless after me.
Yeah, it's good that Pointless, isn't it? It's not what
I love it.
Watch.
No, but I do like it. I mean, I do. I think they're good to guess as well because I love the chase.
Who
hosts
that one? You got Bradley Walsh on the chase, and then on the other side you got
and he sings.
Yeah.
Oh God, this is it.
That's it.
Do you think our brains are addled now? We'll get
Fry.
It as soon as. So, overload, brain overload. Alexander. What's his name? It's Alexander.
I just got Alexander O'Neill in my head at the moment. It's obviously not him.
Well, I tell you what, we'll come up with the answer after the next record. This is Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves. And the Raves. I was walking on sunshine. Tony's making me laugh. Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves, 1985, was UK number 8. And I'm playing it for singer Katrina's birthday, which was on the 10th of April. And they also won for us the Eurovision Song Contest with Love Shine a Light in 1997.
Yeah,
and that was the last time UK won.
Yeah.
Except we sort of won with Sam.
Yeah, of course.
Sort of won. But it was right that the Ukraine won with that. Okay. This is you and me, Tone. Should we stay together? Yeah. Let's stay together, Al Green. Let's Stay Together, Al Green, 1971, was UK number 7, and playing it for Al Green's birthday, which was on the 13th of April. The song was almost not released because Al Green wasn't sure it would be a hit. It's a fabulous record, isn't it?
That's a brilliant record.
Brilliant record. Coming from a religious family, Al Green started singing at the age of 10 with some of his many siblings. Together, they formed a gospel quartet in the mid-50s, but not long after, his father threw him out of the house for listening to who?
No. Yeah, don't know.
Jackie Wilson.
Oh, right, right, there you go.
Wilson's music was banned in the house. And by 1976, Green had established the Full Tabernacle Church in Memphis, Tennessee, not far from Graceland, and had become a fully ordained pastor.
Questions have been really hard for me this week.
I know, sorry about that. Okay, you'll know this one. Who else covered this record?
Oh, no. Let's Stick Together.
Yeah.
Tina Turner.
Correct. Yeah. Yay. And it was in 1981. It was her first US and UK chart hit for almost 10 years. It's a great record.
It's a great
track.
Believe
that. I just think every one of Tina Turner's records is a hit.
Yeah, they are, really.
She, they are. She's just brilliant. Okay, should we play a specials number?
Yes.
Okay, this is A Message to You, Rudy. A Message to You, Rudy. The Specials was UK number 10. I'm playing it for singer Neville Staples' birthday, which was on the 11th of April. He was born in Jamaica, moving to the UK at the age of 5 and eventually settling in Coventry, where he met Pete Waterman. Pete briefly managed the Specials, and it was during this period that Neville joined the band. The track was originally recorded by the writer and was a portrait of the unrest in Jamaica at the time, but the Specials updated it to reflect British disaffection in the late 70s in connection with the winter of discontent and strikes of the summer of 81. Still having the strikes now.
Yeah.
On the trains. And Rudy was a term used for criminal juveniles in Jamaica. And the trombonist on this track also played on the original version with Dandy Livingston. See, not a lot of people knew that.
No.
But you do now, Tom.
A wealth of information you are today.
I know. I am a font of all knowledge. Do you think we should do some more shout-outs for our lovely listeners?
Yes. Let's have a look. I have got Rebel Rider. I've got Andy Quick. I've got Chick and Ally. I've got David Pearl Mutter, I've got Leroy Hobden, Tara Bennett, John Sanders, Mark Clark, Marlena Way, I've got William Uston, Gary Stratton, Rene Glustein, and Stuart Turtle, I think that is. I've got Paul Bettridge, Andrew Blankley, Rain Frogger, I've got Johnny Jones, Perry Neal, Alan Jones, Marcus by the Sea, Kevin Morris, John Hansen, Colin Hawes, and Paul H16.
thank you all for listening. And I've got, well, obviously the family. So my sisters and all their families. I won't read them all out. There's too many of them. But, of course, my Louise and Ellis and Susie, Michelle, Duffy, Paige and Kira. So sending you lots of love. Hope you're enjoying the show. And some more shout-outs for Roger Ousby, Julian White, John Bates, Spinking Six, Carl Lawrenson, Laura 2001, Gamer Rog, Sarah Kavanagh, Ken Porter, Vinnie Mahini, Bob Brown, Brothok, Rune Ulrichson, Liam Campbell, Cat's Pajamas, Mandy Blees, Savio Matthias, Come On CUFC, History Will Judge, Bernie Holden, Edward Sweeney, Ronald DeBurr, Paul Thomas and Demon 9050. Hope you're all enjoying it. I think we should play a Rolling Stones number, don't you, Tony?
Yeah, why not?
This is Honky Tonk Woman. Honky Tonk Woman, Rolling Stones, 1969, was UK number one, written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. I love that song. It's one of my favourites.
Ah, yeah, it's one of the better ones, isn't it?
It is. But did you know that this song started out as a country song with the Stones rocking it up before release? But they did, however, release the country version as well a few months later, and it was called Country Honk.
Yes,
yeah, I don't remember that.
No, nor me, but it's not got the same... In the name's not there, is it?
It's not Rolling Stonesy.
No, not Stonesy enough.
Not Stonesy. But also, in their early days, the band were promoted as the Bad Boys of Pop. Their PR people obviously did a good job because at one time, they were simultaneously banned from 16 New York hotels. Hadn't done anything.
That's an achievement.
Hadn't done anything. And the Rolling Stones are currently on tour in America promoting their new album, Hackney Dimes. They're still going. I can't believe how
it's a great album as well.
I mean, Mick Jagger does not age, does he? I mean, the moves and everything, he's not seized up, he's really fit.
Ah, there was a little clip of him the other day doing, practicing his dance moves for the stage. Yeah. And he's bouncing around, you know, like he would do on a stage, doing his own choreography. And you forget how old he is when he's jumping around the stage.
I know. You know, he's got so much energy. And didn't Tina Turner say that he pinched some of her dance moves?
Yeah, I can well believe it.
I think we should play an Ike and Tina Turner number then. Yeah. Proud Mary.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy.
Left
there's just one thing.
Job down in the city.
You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice.
Every night and
easy.
Day.
We always
but
do it.
I never lost
nice.
1 minute.
And rough.
And now
we're going to take the beginning of this song.
The thing
and do it
been.
Easy.
Big wheel.
But then we're going to do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary.
It's the way we
keep
do.
On burning.
Proud Mary. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling
on the river.
Listen to the story. Left a good job
down in the city.
Working for the man
every night and day.
And I never lost 1 minute of sleep.
And I was worried
about the way that
Proud Mary, Ike and Tina Turner, 1971. Tina recorded this first with Ike in 71, reaching number four in the charts, and then a solo recording in 1993, which only reached 62. I can't believe that. Can you believe that, Tony?
No.
It's brilliant.
I wouldn't even bore.
It became a highlight of Ike and Tina Turner's live shows. The reason she speaks the intro is because the first time she performed it with Ike, he just threw it into the set live in a performance without warning her first. She hadn't had time to learn the song properly, so she spoke the intro to buy herself some time and remember the words. And Tina came out of early retirement to sing this with Beyonce at the 2008 Grammy Awards. And not a lot of people know this, Tone. But when Sophia Loren, my hero, met Tina a few weeks later and asked what she'd been doing lately, Tina said, taking a break. Loren replied, for how long? Tina replied, 7 years, to which Sophia Loren said, break over, people need to see you. Those words resulted in another Tina tour. Well done, Sophia. Oh my goodness, is that it? We've run out of time.
Yeah, that is it.
Oh my God, I was going to play the Stylistics for Robert Brooks. I'll play that Stylistics number for you, Robert, next week. And you've been listening to me, Vicky Michelle, with Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM and the fabulous Tony Smith. Thanks to Tony for twiddling the flashing knobs.
You're most welcome.
And for making me laugh. And to Nikki for helping with the research. And, of course, all you fabulous people for listening. Next up, it's the Arts Programme. And I'm going to go out on a fabulous song with the soprano Leslie Garrett CBE. She celebrates her birthday this week. And I know Leslie through mutual work with the Lady Taverners. And they do an amazing job with disadvantaged children. And Leslie is such a lovely lady with an amazing voice. And she's sung with an English National Opera, Welsh Opera, Opera North, and appeared in numerous West End musicals. So I wanted to play out on one of her tracks. Here she is with a brilliant G4 and All I Ask of You from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera. Have a fab week, everyone. See you next Sunday.
Of darkness, forget these wide-eyed fears.
I'm here, nothing can harm you. My words will warm and calm you.
Let me be your freedom. Let daylight dry your tears.
I'm here with you, beside you, to guard you and to guide you.
Let me be your light.
You're safe, no one will find you. Your fears are far behind you. All I want is freedom, a world with no more night, and you always beside me, to hold me and to hide me.
Let's say all share in
that's all.